Hey, this is Libby spilling all the political tea, straight politics, no chaser, you know, the go-to for all your political needs. Think the Bodega Boys, but political. It's millennial politics served piping hot. This episode was supposed to drop yesterday, but I needed another day to fully process since folks are shooting at presidential candidates like it's 1968. Welcome to 2024, people. This episode was supposed to be a full endorsement and recap of Biden's last week as he had a tremendous comeback since the debate. The man has come back swinging against Trump, MAGA Republicans, the media, Democratic naysayers, pessimists, haters alike. Everybody, damn it. He was eating folks the fuck up all week long with 18 appearances in 8 cities in 9 days. That's not a sleepy Joe to me. And then the unthinkable thinkable happened. The Orange Goblin almost got assassinated literally 24 hours before this episode was to be recorded. And it changed the trajectory of this episode and the lives of many and history. I think it's safe to say. So now I have to discuss and dedicate the beginning of my show to this BS. And that is what it is. Certified, unadulterated BS. So get your popcorn and tea, settle in, look at the timestamp for this episode, because baby, this will be a long one. Here we go. Saturday, July 13th at 6:05 p.m., Trump walks on stage in Butler, Pennsylvania. A team of Secret Service snipers were positioned on a rooftop behind Trump as the rally began. 6:11 p.m., gunfire erupts as Trump was making his speech. Panic began to spread throughout the event. Trump held his right ear and Secret Service rushed to him, yelling, "Get down," while gunshots continued. Blood was now on Trump's ears, face, and hand. We will later find out that the blood was from glass breaking on stage, not the bullets, as Trump falsely stated in a statement later on. The shooter fired 8 rounds from an AR-style rifle from a rooftop adjacent to the venue, about 200 to 300 yards away. Another round of fire came from Secret Service. 6:12 p.m., a rally goer was killed, 2 others were critically injured, and the gunman was killed by Secret Service. As Trump was escorted off stage, he was seen mouthing "fight" and pumping his fist. Some rally attendees were chanting "USA." 6:15 p.m., Trump left the rally to seek medical attention at a local hospital. 6:42 p.m., a statement was released by Trump's Secret Service stating that Trump was fine and safe. 8:05 p.m., Biden released a statement that he was briefed about the shooting and that he was grateful that Trump was safe. He condemned the violence and stated, "Jill and I are grateful to the Secret Service for getting him to safety. There's no place for this kind of violence in America. We must unite as one nation to condemn it." Later on, Biden made a televised presidential address, further denouncing the attack, and said that he had tried to reach Trump to no avail. He also stated, "There is no place in America for this violence. It's sick," end quote. 8:42 p.m., Trump released a statement on his Truth Social platform, stating he was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of his right ear, which is a blatant lie. Trump said, and I quote, "I knew immediately that something was wrong and that I heard a whizzing sound, shots, and immediately felt the bullet ripping through the skin. Much bleeding took place. I realized then what was happening." He's a fucking liar. I'm cussing today, y'all. So if you don't like that, you know what to do. Hit the X button, whatever button turn it up, just stop now, because this is what it is today. Y'all got me effed up. This is ridiculous. I had a whole plan for this episode and it's been derailed and I'm mad as hell. Here we go. 11 p.m. Trump. I can't do this. I can't do it. God help me. This is a 20 page. This is 20 pages, y'all. Bear with me. But it's a long episode. Y'all, we on a roller coaster today, boy. Okay. 11 p.m. Trump left Pennsylvania on his plane to Newark Liberty International Airport. Sunday at 1:34 a.m., the FBI identified the shooter as Thomas Matthew Crooks, age 20, of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. Apparently, he was bullied a lot in school, per usual. 12 p.m., the victim killed in the shooting was identified as Corey Copperator, age 50, of Sarver, Pennsylvania. He was a firefighter with a wife and two daughters and died protecting his family from the bullets. 3 p.m., the two victims injured in the shooting were identified as 57-year-old David Dutch of New Kingston, Pennsylvania, and 74-year-old James Copenhaver of Moon Township, Pennsylvania, and reported to be in stable condition. Since then, Republicans and Democrats alike have vilified the violence that occurred and confirmed that it was an assassination attempt on Trump's life. It has also been confirmed that the shooter was, are you ready for this? Drum roll, please. Wait until I get some sound effects on this show. It's going to be lit. The shooter was, wait for it, a registered Republican. I'll be goddamn. You can't make this shit up. That was a lot to digest. So let's take a moment. Not a moment of silence, but a moment to reflect on the BS I just had to regurgitate from ABC's news website. Okay. Have you processed that BS now? Good. Now here is my take on it. It's simple. Are you ready? Karma. Karma is a bitch, and you reap what you sow. The Republican Party has perpetuated violence in this country for centuries. And in the words of Malcolm X, the MAGAs, I mean chickens, have come home to roost. In my family, we have a little saying. I don't know if it's a Gullah saying or what. Wait, I just Googled it. It's a Bible verse. You live by the sword, you die by the sword. In life, you get the energies you put out. Trump and the Republican Party have spread nothing but hate from its inception. And that is what they are receiving in return from their own. How prophetic and profound. I literally prayed two things when I found out there was a shooting. One, that the shooter wasn't Black, Lord, please, Jesus. And two, that the shooter wasn't nowhere near a Democrat, not a progressive, not a liberal, not an undecided, not even foreign. Because I knew if the person was any of those things, it would cost us the election. Or at least we get crucified for it for the next 4 months. So when I found out old boy was a registered Republican, wow, God's grace shined down on me, child, and the Democratic Party. I was elated. Sorry, not sorry. Now, Republicans and conservatives can never blame Democrats for the roots that they sowed. And now they are forced to leave us out of it, child. They started this hate campaign, and y'all have to end it. The Trump, MAGA, Republican, Conservative, Tea Party, remember them, hate campaign has called several instances of violence towards Democrats and people in this country, even their own, Remember, Pence had to run for his life with his family on January 6th, and they shouted, "Hang Pence," outside the Capitol? Yeah. Here are some, just some instances of violence this country has experienced due to racists and conservatives alike. Alexander Hamilton, 1804. Abraham Lincoln, 1865. James Hines, 1868. James Garfield, 1881. William McKinley, 1901. Theodore Roosevelt, 1912. Medgar Evers, 1963. John F. Kennedy, 1963. Malcolm X, 1965. Martin Luther King Jr., 1968. Robert F. Kennedy, 1968. George Wallace, 1972. Gerald Ford, 1975. Harvey Milk, 1978. George Moscone, 1978. Ronald Reagan, 1981. James Scott Brady, 1981. Gabby Giffords, 2011. Steve Scalise, 2017. Hillary Clinton, 2018. Barack Obama, 2018. Gretchen Whitmer, 2020. January 6, 2021. Paul Pelosi, 2022. And now Trump, 2024. Violence isn't new to America. We were founded on it. We can add the Trail of Tears, Fred Hampton, and all the other Black political martyrs and slavery to that list, too, and the Japanese internment. And let's not go into Denmark Vesey, Nat Turner, and numerous other slave revolters. Please, the police killings alone, from Mike Brown to Breonna Taylor, shows you what this country is about. Oh wait, I got another one. Remember Emmett Till? Hell, Teddy Roosevelt was shot while giving a speech in Milwaukee, the same place the Republican National Convention is currently being hosted. The irony. Someone tweeted, wasn't there an attempt on Ronald Reagan, a former TV star whose slogan was MAGA, then he won the presidency? Hello, history always repeats itself, especially when you don't heed the lesson. America isn't new to this, honey. It's true to this. America does violence well from its inception. The Boston Tea Party was violent. The Civil War was violent. Vietnam was violent. So was World War I and World War II. Please. But didn't I tell y'all a few episodes ago? Ain't no fun when the rabbit got the gun. Literally, pun intended. When a presumably wealthy white man is attacked, now America has a problem? Oh no, honey, we been had a problem. And we will continue to have problems as long as warmongers, hate spreaders, demagogues are in positions of power. I have no sympathy and I don't care. The person that died and those injured went to a campaign rally filled with hate. What did they expect? Oh, so the hate is okay as long as it is not directed at you. No, return to sender. Given all that context, the last thing on earth I care about is a shooting at a Republican rally. Honestly, there is nothing more American. Not even American pie. Didn't a white woman die during January 6th? Isn't that what happens when you stand, live, and breathe on hate? Folks have revisionist history in this country, but I don't. I'm an Aquarius. My memory is a long child. Someone on Twitter said, live your life in a way that the entire world isn't ready to throw a party when you get shot. But he didn't get shot. It was glass. Lord help me. Honestly, when I heard of the shooting, I instantly thought the shit was a hoax. So seriously, another Trump debacle. And I'm still not too sure it wasn't, honestly. I'm a conspiracy theorist. Who gets injured and throws a fist in the air? What crowd hears gunshots and doesn't duck and hide, but chants and claps. Not only is Trump a demon jackass, so are his reporters. They rally for and around hate. I have never seen anything like it, and I would put nothing past him. Trump and Republicans didn't give a damn when Sandy Hook, 26 people died. Virginia Tech, 32 people died. Pulse nightclub, 49 people died. Las Vegas, 60 dead. Parkland, 17 dead. Synagogue, 11 dead. Uvalde, 21 dead. Covenant School, 6 dead. Buffalo Tops, 10 dead. Texas Walmart, 23 dead. Mother Emanuel, 9 dead. Nor did they care when the Charlottesville shooting happened, and that was the whole reason Biden ran for president in 2020 anyway, because he saw Trump's response, or lack thereof, and was disgusted by the hate and lack of care that was spreading across the country. Remember that? This man was grieving as a private citizen the second loss of a child, and saw what happened in Charlottesville and decided to save the soul of this nation. Remember that was his campaign slogan? And we could take it further than that. Conservatives didn't care about the New York City Drive riots, 1863. Los Angeles Chinese Massacre, 1871. Chicago Race Riots, 1919, i.e. Red Summer. Tulsa Race Massacre, 1921, and they still trying to get reparations for that, give that lady her money. Rosewood Massacre, 1923. Harlem Race Riots, 1935, 1943, and 1964. Watts Riots, 1965. Los Angeles Riots, 1992, etc., etc., etc. Violence is in this country's DNA, and it all stems from the far right. So cut the shit when you discuss violence and hate in this country. The buck starts and stops with conservatives. Always has, always will. The fact that the Ku Klux Klan, Proud Boys, Neo-Nazis, Moms for Liberty, etc., exists in this country tell you all you need to know. There are currently over 1,430 hate and anti-government extremist groups in America today. Not yesteryear. Go on www.splcenter.org/hate-map and view the live map and long list of hate groups in this country. It is public information. The FBI knows. It is not a secret, but freedom of assembly and speech protects them, right? And now one of your own pops off, literally, pun intended, and you are shocked? Bye. And clearly Trump doesn't give a flying fuck because he was out golfing today and has yet to call the widow of the deceased. And Biden called her and she refused to take the call. So screw her too. I've had enough. Remember, Trump said if reelected, he will pardon January 6th criminals. Did you hear what I just said? Now, Biden has more BS he has to deal with in addition to running for office, foreign affairs with the Middle East and Ukraine. Come on, this man is old. What the hell is going on in this country? We are once again looking crazy on the international stage in front of all our allies and enemies, right after NATO. Damn. Hate isn't born, people. It is taught. Trump wished death on the Central Park Five. Five innocent little black boys, he demanded death on them and took out a full page ad stating that. And he still has yet to apologize since they were exonerated. He's a piece of shit. Period. There are more guns in this country than people. And y'all surprised someone used one? I'm surprised it hasn't happened sooner. Regarding the election, no one knows what the shooting will do to the campaign and election, but it definitely doesn't hurt Biden's campaign. If anything, this week and his response to this bullshit shows that he is the calm in the storm and the strong, all-knowing leader we need in times of strife. Keith Boykin, former White House aide to Bill Clinton, said it best on Twitter after Politico tweeted that Hill Republicans believe Trump has won the election because he got shot at. And I quote, "This campaign is historic. We've had impeachments, indictments, arrests, mugshots, civil trials, criminal trials, stolen documents, rape charges, felony convictions, a disastrous debate, and an assassination attempt. Each story is shocking, but none of them has changed the race," end quote. Oh, and one more thing. There was a cop and many others that saw the shooter on the roof. Allegedly, one local officer climbed the roof and saw the shooter. The shooter pointed his rifle at him and the cop retreated down the ladder, and quickly the shooter shot at Trump, and that is when Secret Service shot him. If this is true, doesn't it sound similar to the Uvalde shooting I discussed last episode? What is the point of police? To be cats? And that is not the word I want to use, man. Defund the police. Y'all are useless, overpriced, waste of taxpayer money. If you can't protect the president and your own citizens, what the hell are we paying you for? Now, of course, Twitter, and specifically Black Twitter, popped off when the shooting occurred. And of course, I was live tweeting, following my Twitter, TPT with Lib B. Here are some of my favorite tweets regarding the shooting. Are you ready? Damn, Melania missed. Trump was an hour late to his own rally because he had to tell the shooter where to set up. We're living in an episode of Scandal. I concur. It's time to rewatch Scandal from the beginning. The 20-year-old gunman in Pennsylvania wasn't old enough to rent a car, but he was old enough to buy a semi-automatic rifle. Well, if the fucking Secret Service can't protect a candidate for president from a maniac with a rifle, how the hell can we expect a teacher to protect a classroom full of kids? Wow. Yeah. When you can allegedly get shot on camera and an overwhelming portion of the voting population sees you as so untrustworthy that they believe it's a fake stage, that's probably not a good indication of success in an election a few months away. Well, like, people don't even have confidence that you're authentic when you're attacked. What makes you think you are confident enough to vote for you? Trump is cooked. Ballots, not bullets. Ballots, not bullets, damn it. Now, here are all the Plies tweets I loved. He didn't tell America to pray for Nancy Pelosi's husband, and someone else tweeted, or the Capitol police officers beaten and bear sprayed who suffered strokes. Well, I'm still voting for the person who didn't try to have their VP killed. Biden mixed up the name of his vice president. Trump tried to kill his. Democrats should introduce a gun control bill called the Donald Trump Safety and Gun Control Bill and make Republicans vote against it. Someone else responded, the End Assault Rifles, the EAR Act. Y'all are clever. Let me be very clear. Political violence is wrong, but I don't have an ounce of personal sympathy for Donald Trump. His own defense secretary said he wanted to shoot George Floyd protesters. He had his supporters beat black people up at his rallies, and he incited a deadly riot on January 6th. He can fuck right the hell off. Walling, yo. Oh my God. I love Twitter. I swear, yo, Elon Musk mess with my Twitter, I'm gonna lose my damn mind. You better leave my Twitter alone. Everybody has their favorite app. Mine is Twitter. Y'all be on TikTok dancing, and y'all be on Instagram posting and Snapchat doing sneaky links and all kind of things. Y'all on Pinterest. The old people on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. Fun fact, the first bill Trump ever signed into law was to make it easy for mentally ill people to obtain firearms. And I fact checked that tweet, and that tweet is factually correct. Imagine an arsonist getting burned by the fire he set. And that was tweeted by comedian DL Hughley, who also tweeted, "People who have openly advocated for violence cannot be shocked when there's violence. Hashtag hang Mike Pence. Hashtag blood in the streets if I lose. Hashtag laughing at Nancy's husband when he was beaten. Hashtag it'll be peaceful if liberals comply. Hashtag violence begets violence." Damn, DL. 7 days ago, Trump suggested that Second Amendment advocates assassinate Hillary Clinton. Who else remembers this? I didn't know he said that. Elected Republicans literally sent out Christmas cards with their entire families holding assault rifles. So spare me. Yes, they did. Who goes golfing after you just watched one of your supporters get blown away right in front of you? A demagogue. And I said that last part. I answered the question. Y'all think a man who galvanized and helped organize an attack on our Capitol can't stage a shooting? End quote. Well, the gang that screamed "Hang Mike Pence" now clutched their pearls over political violence. End quote. The irony, the gall, the audacity. Trump on school shootings. It's horrible, but we have to get over it. End quote. And that is a direct quote. Trump actually said that. He said it. I'm begging y'all to care like this when it's a black church, a grocery store, a school, or a classroom. A black woman tweeted that. Or a black bot. I don't know. Nowadays, with Elon Musk running Twitter, you don't know if they really black. They icon be black. But you don't know if they really a black person or a Russian bot. So. Lord, send the flood. Send it. Damn. So the Trump shooter is old enough to purchase an AR-15, but not old enough to drink. Let that sink in. Are the Republicans going to wear their AR-15 pins Monday? Remember when they was walking around Congress with them pins on? That was wild, ain't it? Didn't I say the chickens came home to roost? Anyway, Republicans, pedophiles should be shot. Also Republicans, no. Not that one. Then you know Rap Replies had to give more of his 2 cents on Twitter. Plies, being a political guru, was not on my 2024 bingo card, but Trump almost getting his head blown the hell off wasn't on there either. So here we are. MAGA likes guns. Y'all supposed to be celebrating. If surviving something makes you heroic in this country, why haven't America ever labeled black folks heroic for surviving slavery? Why America never fully honored the officers who survived the Capitol attacks on January 6th? Doesn't get more heroic than that. Well, he's spitting facts. Dear Joe Biden, you be a damn fool to slow down your campaign. Use this moment to push the agenda you've been pushing, banning assault rifles and gun violence, etc. Chaos versus a steady hand. Can't run on hate and act surprised when it happens. unify the country, and show what leadership looks like. Plies be tweeting, follow him on Twitter. Then he said, the Democrats, y'all have spent the last 2 weeks destroying y'all candidate publicly. Now y'all want to suspend y'all campaign ads and commercials. When a guy who's tied / leading you is full head of steam, they try to capitalize y'all trying to sympathize. Recite for disaster. And lastly, my favorite tweet of all. The Epstein pedophile files are now pushed further away from ever being covered by American state media. Funny how that works. Then there was this headline by Forbes. Will surviving gunfire be Donald Trump's next appeal to black voters? What the hell are y'all talking about, yo? What are y'all talking about? What did you just say? The media is failing us all. More on that later. Oh, and Mike Collins, Rep. Congressman from Georgia, tweeted at 6:57 p.m. before the shooter was confirmed to be a Republican, and I quote, the Republican district attorney in Butler County, Pennsylvania, should immediately file charges against Joseph R. Biden for inciting an assassination. What a bloody idiot. Biden incited an assassination? Biden, of all people, the guy that goes to church on Saturday and Sunday? And someone quote tweeted and said, SCOTUS said Joe Biden has immunity. Well, and again, my personal opinion is if this was a hoax gone wrong or right of sorts, I wouldn't be surprised. More crazier shit has happened in this country lately, child. Trump being elected in 2016 was definitely one. Now, to what I wanted to discuss this episode, Biden did a hell of a job this week on the campaign trail and during NATO, but all of that was overshadowed by white-on-white crime, Republican-on-Republican thuggery. Shooting each other and carrying on. Wait, someone on Twitter said MAGA on MAGA crime, and I fell out. But I digress. Biden was in rare form and gave so many badass speeches calling Trump out on everything from his 34 convictions to his child molestation cases, his rape cases, election interference cases in multiple states, failed businesses, 6 bankruptcy filings, January 6th. It was beautiful. He threw the whole book at him. Biden said, and I quote, he, Trump, went bankrupt running a casino. I didn't even think that was possible. Doesn't the House always win? Biden was on a roll, boy. He also spoke about getting corporate greed under control. What is happening in China and our markets, how he wants to get rents under control as he proposed a 5% cap on rent hikes. Biden said it is time for us to stop treating politics like entertainment. And I agree. You don't have to like your candidate, but you have to vote for him. Additionally, Biden announced his plan for his first 100 days if he is reelected. Make Roe law of the land, sign John Lewis Voting Rights Act, expand Social Security and Medicare, end medical debt, raise federal minimum wage, renew ban on assault weapons, make child tax cut permanent. And then after his first 100 days, he wants to pass the PRO Act for workers, ban assault weapons, lead the world on clean energy, $35 insulin cap for all, build more housing, invest in childcare and the elderly. Well, I love a man with a plan. But as someone tweeted, Biden's achievements are never good enough, while Trump's crimes are never bad enough. End quote. Damn, that was profound. Then Biden had to give 3 speeches regarding Trump's assassination attempt. And those were spot on, too. He also ordered an independent investigation on Saturday shooting and instructed the FBI to review all security measures at the Republican National Convention. Despite Trump being a demagogue, Biden showed sympathy to Trump and the person killed and those injured. Trump would have not done the same and did not do the same when January 6th happened, when Democrats received bomb threats, and when Nancy Pelosi's husband was knocked upside his head in his own home. That really disturbed me. I'm sorry. That was like crazy. And then when CNN and all the Democrats got those bomb threats, that was nuts. Biden, per usual, is a leader and a class act, fortunately and unfortunately. Someone tweeted a few days ago, reporters were making fun of Biden because of how detailed his event instructions are with pictures and large print. That info is vital to keep him safe. Shame on reporters. And someone else followed up by tweeting, I'd be willing to bet that all Biden's rallies, most of which are indoors, are far more safer, more secure locations, reducing the risk to not only Biden, but attendees and the general public as well, end quote. I concur. I bet his events are less prone to heat stroke too. Did y'all see Trump out there sweating like a pig at his rallies and have folks almost fainting and feeling faint and sweating? It was ridiculous. Biden was praised for his NATO speech, which had almost no gaps and was extremely strong on foreign policy. Biden's strong spot. I guess 40 years in Congress and 8 years as vice president helps with that. That is why Obama chose him to be vice president. His vast experience with foreign affairs. World leaders rallied around Biden for the speech and showed their unyielding support. The Dutch prime minister said, I saw yesterday a strong president. He's the president. He's the man we do business with. End quote. Someone said on Twitter, when the Dutch prime minister says you're the one to do business with, that really means something. End quote. No duh. Someone else tweeted, President Biden may mess up a few words, but he doesn't mess up policy. End quote. And that's what I've been saying to y'all. Y'all worried about gaffes. This man been making gaffes for 50 fucking years. What is new? Nothing. Even when Biden met with new British Prime Minister Keir Starmer in the Oval Office, he was spot on regarding foreign affairs. And then the ravaged press attacked him when it was over. They berated him with questions regarding his health that had already been dispelled, demanding that he answer their questions despite there being a scheduled press conference with question and answer later on that day. Watch the sit down. It was disgusting. The press acted like deplorable animals. I have never seen such a thing occur between the press and the president, not even under Trump and Bush Jr. All their press badges need to be revoked. The press embarrassed themselves in front of a foreign leader, our allies, for God's sake. Despicable shit. But Biden handled it with grace, didn't say a word, looked at the camera like he was on the Truman Show, and smiled while the reporters were escorted out. And frankly, none of them should be invited back ever again. This is not the work of a free press, but the work of conservative succubus out for blood. Meanwhile, after the debate, Trump disappeared for 10 days. Someone on Twitter said the last time he disappeared, he was on his deathbed, and I howl. It's so true. We need to put a tracking device on him, but we'll just see that he gulps all day. In one of Biden's press conferences, this exchange occurred. Listen to this exchange. Press, can you do your job? President Biden, I am doing my job. Show me when you catch me slipping. Press. But can you do your job in the future? Biden, yes. Press, with their masks slipping. But can Vice President Kamala Harris do the job? Us, we knew it. Biden also said, I wouldn't have picked her unless I thought she was qualified to be president. From the very beginning, I had no bones about that. She is qualified to be president. That's why I picked her. Well done. Enough said. Last week, the media was trying to say Biden had Parkinson's disease, but in reality, he had scientists and doctors working on a cure and a bill proposal. Then they said that a neurologist was visiting him at the White House. And for one of the neurology visits, Biden wasn't even at the White House. He was at the G20 summit in Indonesia. Do y'all get it now? How the media is conspiring against Biden, Democrats, and democracy? Pay attention. Now, this is my favorite part of the episode, which I call BFFR, like make it make sense. I think it's self-explanatory. The White House Press Corp have lost their ever-loving minds. Yes, I said it. They are the most disrespectful son of a bitches I've ever witnessed. They did not have all the smoke for Trump and his comms team when they were telling the American people blatant fallacies for 4 years. But a black woman gets up there representing a sane president and they disrespect her and play in her face? Lord, it could not be me. It just could not be me. I would cuss them the fuck out. Like, just straight up. Karen Jean Pierre is better than me because I personally come in there every day and eat them the fuck up for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. What they are doing isn't journalism. It's a public crucifixion and an asinine attempt by Republican media operatives to undermine Biden's communications team and his presidency. And I said what I said. And clearly, the American people and Lawrence O'Donnell of MSNBC feel the same way because he ripped into the press corp for their atrocious behavior towards Corinne. O'Donnell gave a scathing repute of the New York Times, it's always the deplorable New York Times, after Biden's physician issued a letter with details about a neurologist's role at the White House. He said that after reading the White House explanation, much of the press corp's out of control behavior was as bad a circus as it looked like. O'Donnell also said, how many times did neurologists visit the Trump White House? O'Donnell asks, the White House press corps has no idea and will never know because the Trump White House never ever released the White House visitor logs. The only reason the New York Times knows that this doctor was in the White House logs is because the Biden White House, unlike the Trump White House, makes that information public. Now, this is journalism. On a side note, Americans feel that they need to make an average of $186,000 a year to live. I concur, especially if you live in a major metropolis like New York City or Los Angeles, you need to make a high six figures. And if you have kids and a spouse, you really need to be a millionaire or you're just perpetuating poverty. And I said what I said. I do not believe in willfully bringing kids into poverty. It's asinine, cruel, and evil. You knew you could not afford yourself on the day you conceived. Nevertheless, a family. It's 2024. There are no excuses. Despite Republican reproductive laws, contraceptives are still widely available. Use them. That was a hot take, but I don't give a damn. You don't have a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of, but you have kids. BFFR. And make that make sense. Michael Jackson said it best. If you can't feed your baby, don't have a baby. Simple. Idiots. Now, don't get me started because half of y'all don't even like yourselves. Nevertheless, love yourselves. So how the hell are you going to like and love a spouse and raise a child? Questions that need answers. I'll die on that hill. Next subject. Greece is implementing a six-day work week, while the rest of the world is moving towards remote work or a four-day work week. According to Al Jazeera, the law is voluntary for companies to adopt, And the idea is to kickstart the economy in a country that is still recovering from Europe's financial crisis. 500,000 Greeks have left the country since 2010, when the debt crisis occurred and crippled the economy. Employees will receive an additional 40% of their daily wages added to their regular wage on the sixth work day. Meaning, if you make $100 per day, they will earn $140 that day. Another reason why this law is implemented is because Greece's aging population, which will inevitably lead to another crisis in the country's workforce. In other European news, numerous protests in France have occurred against the far right. The far right are conservatives. The demonstrations are due to looming elections and are slated to get worse with the Olympics starting in a few days. Viva la Révolution. I absolutely love when the French turn up. They are the original turn up kings. They know how to do it well. Some good news. Prior to the bullets flying at presidential rallies, Jill Biden gave some phenomenal speeches advocating for her husband's presidency in Tampa and Pittsburgh. You know, it's not a game when Jill Biden is on the campaign trail, because like Michelle Obama, she really hates the shit and would really rather be doing research or teaching her students. But the semester is over and she is out campaigning for her husband. God bless her. The things women have to do and sacrifice for their husbands. Remember, Jill is a lifelong educator and would much rather be doing that than being your first lady. But here we are. Go watch the speeches. Honorable mention. Biden is slated to speak at NAACP's 115th convention in Vegas this week. I know folks are cutting up down there. I wish I could be there. Being in the midst of thousands of Black people dressed to the nines, all there for the same cause, is a beautiful thing to see. I hope everyone has an amazing time, and I hope Biden gives his greatest speech of all time. I went the years Hillary and Barack Obama keynoted, and when they walked in the room, folks went wild, especially for Obama. I think he had like a 10-minute standing ovation when he walked out. The energy was palpable. Yesterday was the opening session, and NAACP's chairman, Leon Russell, said, "If you don't do politics, politics will do you," end quote. Isn't that what I always say? Enough said. Enjoy, y'all. Speaking of conventions, the Republican National Convention is also this week. I hate that they have their convention the same week as NAACP. The irony. I will never forget one year we had our convention in Cincinnati and they had theirs in Cleveland. A mess, child. Who the hell coordinated that? Anyway, despite Trump almost getting his head blown off, the convention is going forward today, as planned, with more security granted by Biden. And that's why I say, if the RNC can move forward with business as usual after an assassination attempt, so can the DNC. Don't stop campaigning and spreading the truth about Trump because he almost was assassinated. Because clearly, the Republican Party does not care. And I don't either. Forward and onward, Biden. Biden will also be speaking on BET this week, since some folks are questioning what has he done for Black people. During the speech, he will outline his plans for the African American community. Another honorable mention, Laura Coates of CNN did an exceptional segment where she drank something, started coughing, and spoke with a raspy voice as Biden had when he was sick, and stated, "Is she not competent to do her job because she is having trouble speaking?" It was a powerful segment. Please go watch it. She went off. That is journalism. Now, here are all the things I didn't get to. The DOJ has investigated police departments across the country and found unconstitutional policing, specifically in the Phoenix Police Department. Now their union is calling the investigation a farce, and 56% of their members are threatening to quit within 6 months if the city doesn't fight the oversight. The feds have said they want a court enforceable reform deal with Phoenix. I say goodbye and good riddance. Go. Bye. The less cops, the better. AOC officially filed articles of impeachment against Supreme Court Justice Clarence and Alito. Finally, she does something. Hey, hey, ho, ho, these mofos have got to go. Although it is unlikely that the bills will pass the Republican-led House, the hope is that the articles set a precedent, as it did when filed twice against Trump, that no one is above the law, not a president or a Supreme Court justice. Damn criminals. Anyway, someone on Twitter said, y'all out here trying to bring Biden down while Clarence Thomas took a free yacht trip to Russia and a chopper flight to Putin's hometown. I didn't know that. Someone else on Twitter tweeted, this guy has been bought off so much, we need to start calling him Clarence Thomas. And I fell on the floor. Clarence? He on sale, child. Actually, he going for free. This is America with 3Ks. It really is. I had an ex and he would say America with the 3Ks. That's what this is. Lastly, another tweeter said, if the Supreme Court wasn't so corrupt, Trump would be getting sentenced today. Please note, Trump was supposed to be sentenced on July 11th, but the Supreme Court ruling changed that. Thanks a lot. Thanks for nothing. The media got a taste of its own medicine. Kennedy's team, yes, he is still running for president, child, released a video. He just won't go away. He's like a bad pimple. He just won't go away. His team released a video of clips of all the political pundits such as Tapper, Blitzer, Bash, Cooper, Reed, and Maddow bashing Biden, and they all came out against it, stating that they were taken out of context and they didn't authorize the videos, etc. Joy Reid said her voice is being misused. But honey, Kennedy released clips of y'all talking shit. What else context is needed? Don't say dumb shit if you don't want to use against you. That's it. Oh my God. Like, what journalism school did y'all go to? The next episode, which is probably going to be long too, I'm going to start shouting out y'all journalism schools because this is nonsense. Y'all didn't go to no reputable schools. This is ridiculous. The anchors and media have been under fire these last few weeks regarding their coverage of Biden and that New York Times op-ed calling for him to step aside. Now they're all backpedaling per usual. And the New York Times came out with an op-ed stating Donald Trump is not fit to lead. However, many are stating it is too little, too late, and that the New York Times and other media conglomerates have lost credibility. And they have. Please note, the New York Times, the Chicago Tribune, the Washington Post, the Economist, the Atlanta Journal, the Boston Globe, and the Atlantic called for Biden to end his campaign. Only the Philadelphia Inquirer and the New York Times have called for Trump to end his campaign. Do with that information as you may. Someone tweeted, there is always a tweet. It seems like the Free Palestine thing has moved to the Biden dropout thing. Dot, dot, dot. End quote. They got nothing on Biden. Nothing sticks. Nothing will ever stick. It makes them sick. The man has been vetted so many times at this point. He was vetted to be a lawyer. He was vetted to be senator. He was vetted to be vice president. He was vetted to be president. Cut the shit, people. Someone else tweeted, at some point, the media has to stop asking, can he do the job and report on the job he's doing every damn day? End quote. My sentiments exactly. Clyde stated it best on Twitter. Who Joe Biden running against? Mainstream media, Fox News, CNN, New York Times, Washington Post, etc. MAGA Republicans, Elon Musk, Putin, Kim Jong-un, Heritage Foundation, Project 2025, PPP, Loan Boys and Girls, Billionaires, Blacks looking for white acceptance, Trump and white supremacy, end quote. Well, damn, he didn't miss a beat with that one. Look at Plies being brilliant. Who would have thunk it, child? No shade, but who would have thunk it? CNN, like other corporations, have disbanded its race and equality team. CNN released a statement stating that investment is still 100% there, end quote. After George Floyd, numerous companies came out with DEI initiatives, creating whole departments, teams, and even putting people as directors of diversity of their respective organizations. And now they are all doing the old bait and switch and scaling them back, as well as firing those directors. Disgusting. Google it. People need to hold them accountable. A Philadelphia radio host from radio station WURD resigned last week because she accepted and used interview questions given to her by the Biden campaign when interviewing him. A cardinal rule in journalism. As a journalist, we are taught that you are never to show your questions to the interviewee, and you are never, ever to allow them to give you questions to answer. And I don't give a damn if it is the President of the United States. That is unacceptable. And the fact that the outlet is one of the only Black media outlets in the country, it is really disgusting. And I'm a Democrat and I'm a journalist saying this. When journalists do things like this, it erodes the public trust and credibility in the media. And I don't appreciate that. Do better. What journalism school did you go to? And no, I don't blame the Biden campaign or administration for this, because they're always going to try it. I went to school to be a political reporter. I've had senators, congressmen, all of them try it. And you just don't go for it. The most is to send them a few questions so they get the gist of where you're going with this. And that's even eh. But you don't send them all the questions, and you damn sure don't use their questions. You should know better. Medicaid in New York now covers doula services. Good. Especially since the maternity mortality rate for Black women is so damn high compared to other races and the national average. Use the services, ladies. Speaking of the Black maternal mortality rate, Vice President Kamala Harris spoke at her sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority Incorporated, convention this week in Dallas, the first African-American intercollegiate sorority founded in 1908. During her speech to her 20,000 sorority members, she announced that she will launch a national health and safety standards for maternal care to help save the lives of mothers. Vice President Harris said, and I quote, "Nearly every hospital in our country will soon be required to provide new mothers with delivery rooms that are fully stocked with life-saving medical equipment," end quote. And people ask what Vice President Harris has done since being elected. This is what Vice President Harris does. Solve problems she didn't create. Job well done, Madam Vice President. While Democrats are trying to push the country into the future, per usual, Republicans are trying to perpetuate poverty, per usual. Judges in Missouri and Kansas stopped Biden's proposal to relieve borrowers of student loan debt. We told y'all this could not be done, but y'all listened to those idiots, Bernie and Warren, during the 2020 presidential debates, and they said on the debate stage that it was possible to wipe out all student loan debt, and Biden told y'all it was not possible and legal to do. And then y'all turned around when Biden got elected and said, "Biden, you promised that you would wipe out the debt." And he said, "I never said that shit. Warren and that idiot Bernie said that. I never said that. I said I would wipe out the debt for those that I could wipe it out for, which was the most needy," which is what he did. He's wiped out millions of dollars for those that most needed it. like nurses and teachers, people that are underpaid severely. That's who he said he could wipe it out for legally. And he did. He never said that it was possible to wipe it out for everybody. Yet he still tried and is still trying to do it legally without being a demagogue and going around and using his mighty pen and other ways to do it. And y'all still miserable. So I give up. Speaking of Republicans, Louisiana classrooms are now required by law to show the Ten Commandments. The state is the first in the nation to have this law. What the hell happened to separation of church and state? CNN reported that the American Civil Liberties Union, the American Civil Liberties Union of Louisiana, Americans United for Separation of Church and State, and the Freedom from Religion Foundation said that the law violates longstanding Supreme Court precedent and the First Amendment and will result in unconstitutional religious coercion of students. The First Amendment promises that we will get to decide for ourselves what religious beliefs, if any, to hold and practice without pressure from the government. Politicians have no business imposing their preferred religious doctrine on students and families and public schools, end quote. The group stated this in a joint statement. Fix it, Jesus. In other conservative news, Lord, they always doing something. It's always something. They always do something. It's always something. Damn. Always something with these demons and demagogues. I swear, if Europe wasn't so rocky right now, I would move. The writing is on the wall and the writing is in blood. Anyway, a cross was burned in Tennessee by the KKK a few weeks ago in 2024. Folks really think it's 1968. I cannot. Remember, those folks wearing hoods are your state senators, congressmen, police officers, sheriffs, coroners, baristas, mechanics, teachers, professors, hairdressers, convenience stores owners, bank owners, etc. Never forget that. Hurricane Beryl swept through Texas this past week, and Biden stated that the delay in aid is due to him trying to reach Republican Governor Greg Abbott to give them disaster relief aid, but he cannot get through to him because, drum roll please, he was abroad. Now, the last time there was a big disaster in Texas, their Senator Ted Cruz was in Mexico with his family. Those Texas politicians sure like to vacation during state crises. Anyway, Biden needed the governor to formally request aid so that he could approve it. Definitely bureaucratic red tape, but rules are rules. Governor Abbott responded by stating that President Biden didn't contact him. But how would he really know if he was abroad? Apparently, Biden tracked down the lieutenant governor, whom is acting as governor right now since Abbott is away, and got the necessary request to approve it to render aid. My heart goes out to everybody in Texas, but maybe y'all should vote for better politicians. I'm just saying. Someone on Twitter said, "It's amazing how folks are not concerned about his cognitive health when they need help." Ooh. Both the Congressional Black and Hispanic caucuses came out in full support of the president and his reelection bid. Good, finally. Thank you, Brother Clyburn. Jon Stewart bashed Biden again on his show, stating that Biden is eroding Americans' faith and confidence in the government. End quote. Biden, of all people, is doing what? I think the media is doing just that. That is projection. And frankly, I wish Stewart had stayed in retirement. He also said, and I quote, "Biden is becoming Trumpian," end quote.
The gall and the audacity. What? I am tired of rich old white men thinking they can dictate and have an opinion on politics. Sir, you haven't been relevant in almost 2 decades. Your hot takes are pathetic at best and irrelevant at worst. Nobody cares what you have to say, probably not even your own wife. You are ruining your formerly decent legacy with your bullshit takes. Go back into retirement ASAP. Someone on Twitter said, Jon Stewart used to be good at mocking the media. Now he thinks he is the media. End quote. My sentiments precisely. The New York Times, it is always the New York Times, published James Carville's A Nutjob Political Consultant's absurd plan for Democrats to get a new candidate. He proposes in July 2024, less than 115 days until the election, 112 to be exact, that Bill Clinton and Barack Obama pick 8 candidates and then have town halls across the country and delegates pick one at the convention. I just have one quick question. Are you fucking nuts? First of all, that is illegal. Democratic voters voted for the Democratic nominee, and the will of the people will prevail. 14 million people voted for Biden to be their Democratic nominee. Period. What a dumbass. Y'all got me cussing today, boy, Lord. Like, just make it make sense and be fucking for real about it for a second. How nonsensical does that sound? Y'all think we stupid. Ain't that what SZA grandmama said on the track? Y'all think we stupid. I want to move so bad. George Clooney wrote an op-ed to the, you guessed it, the New York Times, stating that Biden should step down. Apparently, he wrote this after Biden criticized the actions of his wife, Amal Clooney, an international human rights attorney, for her stance on the current Middle East conflict. Please note, 3 weeks before Clooney's disparaging remarks against Biden, he helped fundraise $28 million for him at a campaign fundraiser. Remember, I spoke about that? Conflict of interest, much. See, the thing about Clooney and Stewart, when shit hits the fan, they will go off to their villas in Europe, like Clooney's $100 million villa in Italy, and be fine. You and I, on the other hand, will be in slavery-style chain gangs singing Negro spirituals. Think, people, and stop listening to people that can't sympathize with your plight. Maybe Clooney and Stewart are mad because it came out this week that the IRS collected $1 billion in back taxes from high wealthy taxpayers. Yeah, tax their ass 25%. Biden, since they have so much time on their hands to write op-eds and talk shit on TV. Someone on Twitter said, actors supporting Joe Biden seems to be bigger news to the media than Trump's former vice president, former national security advisor, and a number of other high-ranking officials refusing to support him because they see him as a threat to our country after working with him. End quote. Exactly. Also note that the last 2 times Democrats changed their ticket in 1968 and 1972, we lost in a landslide. When you don't learn from history, you are bound to repeat it. Idiots. Out of curiosity, I just read how both those situations came to be because both occurred long before I was born. And my God, pure insanity. The Hill has an excellent article by J.T. Young on the 1968 and 1972 elections. Go read it. It would actually be asinine for Biden to step down when inflation is down 3%, lower than economists expected. The stock market has set several new records under Biden. The S&P 500 hit an all-time high last week. Interest rates are low. Border crossings have dropped by 50%. Record low unemployment. Wages are growing. The country has had its most growth in history under Biden. Crime is falling across the country, despite what national and local media report. Biden raised $127 million in June alone, $38 million after the debate. The percentage of Dems that said they will support Biden increased from 81% to 85% after the debate. The DNC has announced they will formally renominate Biden during the convention. And he has the support of every major union in the country and 90% of all Dems in office, some of Trump's former cabinet and world leaders. Oh, and when Fed Chair Jerome Powell was asked, is there any advanced economy performing better? He said, no. He also said, the story for the last 2 years has been just how exceptional the performance of the U.S. economy has been. The U.S. economy has performed very well, end quote. Even in battleground states, Biden's support amongst Black voters has increased 15 points since February and has been stagnant for Trump in the single digits. Basically, Biden is not going anywhere, and he said so at one of his campaign rallies this week. And I quote, you may be the nominee. No one else, not the press, not the pundits, not the insiders, not the donors. You, the voters, decided. No one else. And I'm not going anywhere. End quote. Someone on Twitter said, the billionaire's coup has failed. End quote. Indeed, it has. Someone else tweeted, let's go back to 1980. The press destroyed Jimmy Carter. So Reagan became president and destroyed the middle class. Here we go again, end quote. In my personal opinion, Jimmy Carter could have been top 10 presidents of all time and saved hundreds of lives with his foreign policy decisions. But you idiots said he was weak on foreign policy and voted in a demagogue. Thanks, America. Another tweeter said, what y'all are seeing them do to Biden is something that happens to Black people a lot. You have to be 10 times better than the worst white person in the room, end quote. Didn't Papa Pope say that in Scandal? You have to be 2 times as good to get half as what they got. Well, it makes sense. The treatment of Irish Americans in this country was the same as Black people until the whitewashing and assimilation of them occurred. Sip that tea. Biden also had another political win this week. He announced Israel and Hamas have agreed to a framework for a ceasefire and hostage deal. Didn't Professor Lichtman say an incumbent president needed a foreign win to get reelected? Well, if the ceasefire goes through, Biden has another key to win the election. Trump's Project 2025, which is what we should be calling it, his racist Republican manifesto for the country wants to end public school education amongst a host of other things, like overtime pay, even if you worked overtime. The manifesto also states that the only family is the one where the man is working and the woman is a stay-at-home mom. They also want public school children to take the military entrance exam and private school kids would not have to. And they want to ban, wait for it, drum roll please, pornography. So all you incels and OnlyFans folks, beware. I keep imploring you all to go read that BS and vote blue in November. Someone said on Twitter, of course, stop talking about Democratic candidates' age and start talking about Republican candidates' policy. Enough said. In other Project 2025 news, Mike Johnson, the Speaker for the House of Representatives, says Trump plans to round up millions of Latinos into mass detention camps as part of Project 2025. He said, and I quote, it's needed, end quote. Well, I hope he starts with all the Latinos that voted Republican first. Bye to them. Please note, the person that authored Project 2025 is also a sponsor of the Republican National Convention. I will end this episode with this. I actually have full confidence that Biden will win in November. He deserves 4 more years, and I believe he will get it. But America has to make a choice. Do you want 4 more years of progress and change, or do you want 4 more years of tyranny, chaos, confusion, collusion, violence, lies, and hate? You decide. I say 4 more years of respect, peace, stability, economic prosperity, sanity, and hope. Let's finish the job and work towards a more perfect union. Or get your raggedy linens and Negro spirituals ready. Thank you for listening to my political pontification. If you liked it, loved it, or hated it, please tell a friend to tell a friend. And please check out my website, thepoliticaltea.com. You can generously donate to my chai latte habit. On it.